Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. His NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism is the Small Business Optimism Index, I guess I should say. That's the correct way to say it. Is world-renowned and is the gold standard. And we're talking about the results of the last month's study. He does it every month. Some people do it quarterly. Some people do it annually. Bill does it every month for all these decades now. Bill, I spent a lot of time with bankers all during the year, but quite a bit this year, and especially community bankers, as you are one. You're part of a community bank there in your home area. And that's another area that the current administration, the Washington group up there, has really hurt small banks and by extension small businesses. And it's not helping that small businesses. I guess maybe it's good, Bill, that small businesses don't need a lot of loans or don't want a lot of loans because the banks are having a hard time dealing with the regulators on loans, aren't they?
Absolutely. We're facing our regulatory exam in a few weeks, and it seems like that we're just always spending all of our time, getting ready for an exam, making sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, all the paperwork's done, all the notes are in the board meeting. We don't spend time on how do we grow the bank, how do we grow the business strategically. It's just a huge amount of our time. And and monthly board meetings goes to just making sure you said all the right things, talked about the right things in the meeting. I mean, what does that do for you? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's just really, the hateful byproducts of Dodd-Frank was the CFPB, the Consumer Finance Protection Board. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Mr. Cordray's division, unelected, created out of thin air. But
all this, powerful.
This guy has there's no reigning in this guy. I mean this guy has, it's like he's become a I don't know, it's a monster, this CFPB. The banks are, he's killing the banks.
Yep. There's no doubt about it. They're going to regulate all of this stuff to death. They're regulating our small businesses to death. They're killing off our entrepreneurship. They're killing off innovation and diverting huge amounts of our resources into things that don't increase our ability to produce output or hire more workers or train them. So we spend so much money complying rather than investing in growth and expansion. And now
we've got more news from the NLRB about how they're trying to tie people upstream to downstream suppliers and franchisees. In order to help unions organize.
This is
nothing less than an assault on businesses.
It is.
It's not some kind of standard regulation, folks. This is daggers drawn assault, I think, Bill.
Right. Well, they have a goal. They have a view about what the country ought to look like, and they do everything they can to make it look like that. So they think it'd be great if unions ran everything, ran all the labor markets, and so they're doing everything they can to support unions, in spite of the fact that unions have in the private sector have pretty much died out because they are non-functional, not helpful, not productive.
They can't sell their product.
Yeah, and so they're just shoving it down our throats with these rules. The NLRB is hardly a bipartisan, balanced commission. It's a commission that the president has appointed.
It's a wholly owned subsidiary of President Obama.
Yeah.
As it is when a Republican's in the White House. Let's be fair about that. But still, some of the things that are being done right now, Bill, have never been done by anybody before.
Yeah, well, the courts slapped them down again the other day. So,
yeah.
But it just takes a long time, you know.
But Bill, business decision makers, knowing that there's this kind of sentiment out there, makes us want to just sit on whatever we've got and ride it out.
Right, you don't put your money on the table, you know, when the prospects are so bad, and that's what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you, I hate to say it, but I mean it has to be said. President Obama has just been had a horrible impact. His philosophy and his administration has had a horrible impact on the economy.
It certainly has.
I don't know how to say anything any differently, Bill. Do you?
No, I think that's right. He's imposed incredible
his policies
on the economy, and there are costs that are going to linger. So he's worried about how we're going to remember him. I know how the private sector is going to remember him.
I agree. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.